Unless, indeed. We've been stopping here to this Canada hub a bit here lately and whatnot, doing some of the lodge nights with some of our equipment and what have you. And anyways, good to hear a good bunch. A couple of nice radio shows. I heard one on there last evening, actually. I was kind of surprised to find that. So I have to pick up on the schedule, see what else is around there. But anyway, we just figured we'd chime in there this afternoon and say hello to everyone that's probably on the go. VA5, Tango Mike, VO1, KJM.
Roger, roger, VA5, Tango Mike returning. Yeah, I just like touching base with some of the people out there on the Caribou Net. Whenever they connect up, they don't always connect up, but I love talking to the guys back home. I still call it home, my second home anyway, and I loved hunting and fishing out in Labrador. Okay, I'll let you go for now, and we'll hopefully talk to you more often. You're welcome anytime on the system here. VO1 KJM, VA5 Tango Mike.
VA5 Tango Mike, VO1 KJM, QS Elder Tom. Glad to hear that you had some good adventures over that site. Labrador is definitely part of our situation with our province. It's Newfoundland, Labrador, and whatnot. Yeah, there's a few good hams up there. Actually, the boys are running DMR, a couple of repeaters up there in a couple of spots. And Newfoundland actually has the Caribou Net. They still have it over there, and they do have a fairly extensive all-star system that they've put in there in recent years and whatnot, but I'm not sure what the status of it is there now. I know I had checked in with it last year and whatnot, but I don't know if they're still carrying it across or to the island now or not, but I don't think it's too hard anyway. You can find the information. I think there's a few of the boys like Daryl and them, they'd probably know the information on that, like VO2ET. And whatnot. Probably check with those call signs. I'm sure you'll find a way to facilitate it.
Roger, roger. Do you remember Victor Oscar II Alpha Alpha George in Goose Bay? Over.
No, I can't say I did. I knew a lady and her father, though, actually. They were from up in Labrador. She was a teacher, actually. I think she returned to Labrador and whatnot. Her father had passed away there a number of years ago and what have you. But, yeah, that would probably be the extent of that. The older contacts that I had known from VO2 land, I probably haven't really seen them now face to face in, my golly, I would say it's 20 years for sure.
Roger, roger. That's no bother. I was just morbid curiosity. I hung out with him more than anyone out there in Goose Bay. He was, I was on the military side. He was a civilian dispatcher with the Coast Guard, and I got to know him there. Okay, we'll let you go, and I'll talk to you hopefully more often there. VO1 KJM, VA5. Tango Mike.
Yeah, QSL Tom, nice speaking with you. I do have family, though, that had the stomping grounds up there on the Goose there for a while, and my parents and everything used to go up there a fair bit during that time, but that's pretty much it. I tend to keep my feet over this side of the Atlantic. There you go. We'll catch you later once, and pleasure speaking with you. I'm sure we'll cross paths again. Victor Alpha 5, Tango Mike, Victor Oscar 1, Kilo Juliet Mike, and we will monitor here on Channel of Hope. Good afternoon.
VE7SLZ.